Good morning and welcome to the weekend. It is 8:07 and Friday, and we're getting ready for some football. And joining me now, Bill Allen of Allen Law and former Gator player, of course. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, fellas.
You have that very recognizable voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, right away.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the big A, brother. The big A.
I can just see the signs of the bus going by.
Hey, is it still what's bugging you Friday?
For you, Bill, yes.
Absolutely. Man, trying to get into Gainesville at 8 o'clock in the morning from the west side, good gracious, man. I just barely made it here, so... That's what's bugging me, Bob.
I bet you I have a shorter commute all the way from Clay County and Keystone, where I live.
This is something else, man.
And I'm telling you, I pay less in property taxes than you.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's first of all talk about football. You played for the Gators. What was that experience like? Because a lot of people don't understand. We see the glory. We don't see the hard work that you got to complete classes, and you're playing football, you know, in the top division in the SEC conference.
That was my first dream. I mean, at the end of 10th grade, I set a goal to get a scholarship to the University of Florida and worked really hard and was able to do it. Didn't play a ton, but it was a great, great experience for me. I'm so glad I was there. I was there when Coach Pell came, and that's really the beginning.
Give him hell, Pell.
No doubt, man, no doubt. I tell you, Coach Summerall reminds me a lot of him, the energy he brings, the intensity he brings. It was incredible. And if we go back to the early 80s like that, that's when we started building the facilities and becoming the program that we eventually became in the 90s and are getting back to now.
So you were gone before Galen Hall.
Yep.
Well, did you live in the dorms that were underneath the...
Certainly did. Jan Hall. It was kind of like a zoo, my friend.
That's where I was hanging out with David Williams. You remember him, offensive lineman. And he introduced me sort of to Emmitt Smith. He just pointed down the hall and said, that guy's going to be a superstar.
No doubt.
And I go, that little guy? And it's concrete walls. And he just looked up at me. I'm like, oops.
Yeah.
Me and my big mouth. That's why I'm in talk radio, Bill, because I got a big mouth. So that was an experience there in itself. So let's talk about this season. You mentioned Coach Summerall, and you already think he's got the fire it's going to take?
I don't think there's any question. He's a former linebacker at Kentucky. I've met him, talked to him a few times, and just the intensity is there. And he's impatient. I love that. He said he wants to win right now. Everywhere he's been, he's won. So I expect great things this year. I mean, I really think we're going to turn it around and have a very good year.
I always use this term, and it probably to the detriment of myself because I overuse it. But here's what I always call for. It's Florida football. I want, and I speak for many people, an explosive offense. I grew up watching Big Ten. I was a Michigan fan.
Right.
I know what you do on first, second, and third down every single game. plow into the line. I mean, they didn't even know. I don't think they invented the forward pass up there in the Big Ten until the late 80s. But that's another story. What about you? Explosive offense? You want to see those kind of?
No doubt. I think we all got spoiled in the 90s with Coach Spurrier. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He changed the game of football. But it's critical. I mean, it's critical to, you know, fan interest and to get young, talented players to come here. They want wide open. They want to play. But you got to be able to have that line. That's what's so great about Summerall. He starts with the line, and that means you can run the ball, which helps open up the passing game.
Oh, yeah. I remember when the Gators had, like, their first average offensive line over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And so we've got big boys. And the thing is, I mean, these guys can run sub 5 seconds. They're 300 pounds.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right.
I got to stand on the field one time, you know, for a game instead of being up in the stands. I got to tell you, it's like I witnessed 100 car wrecks that day. That's what it sounded like. That's what it felt like when these guys were hitting each other.
Just take you back in time to 1984. I mean, that team, they could have played 100 more games and not lost again because their offensive line was so good. 3rd and 7, they could run for it.
Zimmerman on the line then?
Yeah.
84, Zimmerman, Williams.
Unbelievable. And that's the great wall.
All right. All right. So let me ask you about this because you are an attorney at law. Of course, everybody knows Allen Law. What about these players that are signed for the NFL, and then they want to come back and play college ball. The SEC, Big Ten already said, we're not playing that game. Now the courts are involved. A judge, the latest one, said you have to let them play.
I'll take it from two different angles. I mean, from the agents and from the potential pro players. Yeah, I mean, it's free enterprise. If I can't make it in the NFL, then I still have eligibility. I can come back and play. Should be able to do that from that side. But from the other side, and this is the part, the purist side, I mean, everybody that does that is taking a spot from, in my opinion, younger guys, high school guys like me back then that wanted to play, big time football. And it doesn't sit well with me.
Well, yeah, and if you do have a young player, he's going to sit the bench because you're going to play this veteran. So you're going to have less experienced players later on the field, and maybe they only stick around another 2 or 3 years. And yeah, I see what you're saying, and I don't think I looked at it like that before, that these are opportunities that could be filled by up-and-coming high school players. So is it the NIL money that kind of draws them back, or they just want to be on TV every week to maybe raise their stature and then jump back in the pros?
I think it's both, but particularly the money. I mean, if you go and try out for the pros and get cut, but you can make $1 million or $2 million a year going back, then why wouldn't you do it? I mean, obviously a young player, like anybody else, is going to go to where the best opportunity is. But like I said, that takes spots from high school players and younger players getting on the field, and it's just hard to accept.
Now, how does it work with the NIL? I know some players get an extraordinary amount of money. What about the ones that, they make the team, maybe even a starter, but they're not as high profile as others? Do they get anything?
I don't think so. Again, yeah. I certainly didn't. I know that back then. But no, I don't think so. I mean, there's high profile that you have to pay to get the big recruits, but then there's a lot of people that don't make hardly anything.
But wasn't that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the NCAA, they were so stupidly stiff and tough on some things, the simple things, like if you want to get a burger with a big booster, he says, come on, Bill, let's go grab a burger. You don't have 2 cents to rub together, and the meal plan's not open today. But you could get in trouble for that.
There always should have been a stipend.
They went from zero.
Always, yeah. There always should have been a stipend to just for living expenses.
Yeah, they went from zero to 100 is
absolutely.
What I say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now it's the Wild, Wild West.
Yeah, there was a great coach back then that coached one, Vince Kendrick. He came from Miami. He had nothing when he got up here. Nothing. He barely had the clothes that were on his back when he got here. And you're telling me you can't, give him a stipend to help him survive? It was not right then, but now we've gone way the other way.
Yeah, I don't want to tell any tales, but let's just say, boosters have been helping players for years, sometimes in a much larger way, but the NCAA always seemed to be able to make the smallest busts and not see the bigger picture that was actually taking place. And I'm going even back before your playing days when SEC were driving brand new Cadillacs.
I'm smiling because the statute of limitations has run on me. But after the games, I didn't normally be the recipient of that stuff. But yeah, it does happen.
Well, the first time I met Jeff Zimmerman, he was driving a brand new canary yellow Corvette. And the problem was, he was still in Florida.
Whoops.
How'd you work that out, Jeff? He goes, I know people. And I let that be because it was none of my business, frankly.
There you go. There
and
you
I'm
go.
A Gator fan, too, so there's that. All right, so how do you think we're going to do overall in the football season?
I think it's going to be much better. I think what's going to be so nice is you can't have a technician as a head coach. You've got to have an inspirational, hard-nosed, hard-charging guy, and we definitely have that now. I mean, clearly, we may not win every game, but I promise you, there's no doubt in my mind, it will be intense, and we'll be proud of the effort that they give. But like I said, this guy is impatient. He's won everywhere he's been, excuse me, and I think he's going to win this year. I mean, I really do.
Absolutely. Love to hear it, man. And so your son and daughter-in-law are going to be part of your team, like next week, right?
Absolutely.
That is so exciting, isn't it?
They just graduated law school and took the bar exam, and we'll find out on September 18th if they passed it. But looking forward to it.
And then I heard like 2 days after that, you're going to announce your new 3-day-a-week work schedule. Is that true?
I told Will he needs to show me something quick. Like Coach Sumrall. So.
That's what I was just thinking.
No pressure at all.
The coach dad son father relationship. Uh-huh. I love it. Bill Allen, always a pleasure. Keep up the good work at Allen Law.
Thank you, fellas. Always a pleasure to be here.
And what do we always say?
Go Gators!
Right on. Yeah.